little improvisation, improvising, and little inspiration. Specifically, the inspiration came from yesterday's discussion to connect kirtan, which we all enjoy, and japa, which we do because we're supposed to, and sometimes enjoy. But we definitely benefit from chanting japa. But how to connect the two? Part of the presentations yesterday were three different sets of devotees taking nice songs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur songs and other songs, glorifying chanting of the holy name. So, I'm really lousy with, like super lousy with Bengali, but I'll read it anyways. Two verses from Nama Mahatmya by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, where in the song form, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is glorifying the holy name. You know Nama Mahatmya? Have you memorized them all yet? No? Okay. So I'll read slowly, but bear with me. The translation I can read for sure. Krishna Nama Dhari Kota Bhav Vishaya Vasanale Morachita Sada Jwal Ravi Tapta Maro Bhumi Sam Karna Randra Patadiya Riddhi Maje Praveshiya Varisoya Sudha Anupam. Badahari, familiar? Yeah? Translation. How much power does the name of Krishna possess? My heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires like a desert scorched by the sun. The holy name, entering within my heart to the holes of my ears, showers unparalleled nectar on my soul. Next verse. Hridaya hoite bhole jivara agrete chale saba rope nache anukshan kate mora bhange swara anga kanpe tara tara stira hoite na pare charan. Translation. The holy name speaks from within my heart, moves on the tip of my tongue, and constantly dances on it in the form of transcendental sound. My throat becomes choked up, my body violently trembles, and my feet move uncontrollably. Quite a contrast between the two verses. The holy name has great potency. In short, and the holy name we're chanting again and again and again, so regularly, so often, and maybe we can identify more with the problem in the first one rather than, you know, the holy name showering unparalleled nectar upon our hearts, what to speak of the other ecstasy symptoms described. So, what did we hear from the morning's verse, the Bhagavatam purport, or verse and purport, that when those transformations don't take place, what was the reason why? Offenses. Offenses. Hard to steel framed. And then, for we can understand there are offenses taking place. So, just like The quality of ice is cold, and if you touch ice, you feel the cold. But if you put insulation gloves on your hand and you touch ice, you don't feel cold. So like that, the offenses create anarthas, and the anarthas prevent us from experiencing the power of the holy name, the quality of the holy name, the potency of the holy name, although we're chanting. So those anarthas arise from offenses, like starting offenses against the holy name. And you analyze the offenses and you'll find each one of them is regarding something that's fully transcendental as not transcendental. The Vaishnavas, the scriptures, the name itself, the scriptures. See the chanting of the holy name as a karmakanda ritual. Seeing that which is transcendental with some other conception. So what's behind that? How do you deal with those conceptions? You can deal with knowledge and try to change the material conception for a spiritual conception. But there's something that's to be done. But there's something behind that, like our material condition, the fundamental element of our material condition. We'll hear something more about this tomorrow, but it's false ego. And what does false ego say? It says lots of things, but I exist independently from God, or just not even acknowledge that God exists, just I exist independently, and I'm entitled to enjoy. And so, whether it's something gross or something subtle, we have an inflated estimation of ourselves and not a proper regard as Krishna sees things or as things really are, according to spiritual knowledge or spiritual vision. We see with material vision rooted within false ego. How do we address that? Part of what we've been discussing and we've heard again and again is we need to practice. We need Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. We need to follow practices that have potency and can help us get out of the misconceptions coupled with proper descending knowledge. Another antidote is to be attentive. So we've discussed this, just a little bit of review, but part of the way to relieve ourselves of inattention is the effort to be attentive. And another way that will help us be attentive is to understand what it is that we're to be attentive to. You just, those things that we value, we regard differently than the things that we don't value so much or the same. The classic example is Sanatana Goswami's touchstone. You know the example. Anyone not know the touchstone example? Touchstone? Sanatana Goswami's touchstone? Here's this quickly. During the time that Sanatana Goswami was living in Vrindavan, it is said that he had a touchstone. Sparsha Mani. You touch the touchstone to metal, the metal becomes gold. Very valuable. If you value gold, you value a touchstone. So, according to the description given, there was one Brahmin, specifically mentioned, he was a Shaivite Brahmin, and he heard about Sanatana Goswami's touchstone. And he was poor Brahmin and he wished to have some wealth. So he contemplated Sanatana Goswami as a very liberal Vaishnav Brahman. If I ask him for charity, maybe he'll give me charity. So he went and asked for the touchstone as charity. And Sanatan Goswami said, sure, you can have my touchstone. Where is it? It's over there in the rubbish heap. So he rummaged around in the rubbish heap and found the touchstone. And he was very happy. And he went to his home and he tried it out. And here's some base metal, and touched it and it became gold. And everything became gold. And he thought, wow, I'm very fortunate. Now I'm no longer a poor man. I have wealth. And then a little light went on, said, wait a minute. If he kept it in the rubbish pile, he must not consider it to be worth something. He's got something more valuable. So with brahminical acumen, he went back to Sanatan Goswami and said, do you have something more valuable? Oh, he said, oh yes, far more valuable. Can you be charitable and give me that something that's more valuable? He said, well, first you have to throw the touchstone into the river. There's the river Jamuna. Just throw it into the river. Then I'll give you the something more valuable. It makes unlimited gold. He trusted Sanatan Goswami. He threw it in the river. And guess what Sanatan Goswami gave him? Namachintamani, Krishnas. That's what he gave him, the holy name. So we regard things that we value differently than we regard things that we value less. So regard for the holy name, like we were discussing this morning, what is the holy name and how much do we value it? It will help us to be attentive. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in this regard, gives one analogy. I don't know anything about making mascara, but Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur does. He mentions one way to make mascara is to mix sulfur and mercury. So, you know, no mercury that goes into a barometer, or thermometer, excuse me. So take mercury and mix it with sulfur. But when you try to mix mercury with sulfur, the mercury doesn't mix with sulfur. It forms little globules or little bubbles or something. It doesn't mix with the sulfur. But if you continue to grind and grind and grind and grind and grind, then eventually the mercury starts to mix with the sulfur and then you get mascara. Probably something that would be illegal in America. Mascara made with mercury is poisonous. When you put something poisonous, anyway, it could be dangerous. Anyway, that's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's example. So similarly, there's the holy name and there's the mind, and the mind doesn't want to mix with the holy name. So one of the ways of making the mix is you just continue to chant, like keep practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing, and eventually the mind can become absorbed in the holy name. So there are techniques aside from just gathering together and having extended kirtan or extended japa or extended kirtan and japa. It's kind of what this festival of the holy name is. Songs that glorify the holy name. Songs that include the holy name. Chanting of the holy name. Japa of the holy name. The holy name. And gradually some of the tendency of the mind to connect with the holy name. It is said that the mind just like computers, are models of the mind in the sense that the mind is a binary processor. And computers, I don't know so much, but the one and zero principle, it's either a one or a zero, it can't be both. So similarly, the mind can hold some idea, or it can hold another idea, but it can't hold simultaneously two ideas. It's either this or that. Like people that can only see black or white. They can't see. It's the intelligence that can see, you know, gradations. The mind isn't like that. It's binary. So if you try to, the tendencies of the mind want to carry the mind to the conceptions that say this will bring happiness, like fruitive activity, and fruitive activity is something that hasn't happened yet. If you're planning it, or you're planning your day, or going the other direction, something that happened in the past, and you're thinking about if only it could have been done differently, but staying in the present, that's more challenging. Just bringing the mind to the holy name rather than the past and the future. So one of the ways to help capture the mind so it's thinking of the present, I learned there are many techniques, but I'll just share with you one of them. One of them is, and you may find this useful in your chanting, if you're having difficulty focusing your mind on chanting attentively, there's one thing you can do to help, a technique. Try to pronounce the syllables clearly. And the trick is, when you try to pronounce the syllables clearly, you have to listen to the sound to see if you're pronouncing the syllables clearly. So automatically, the mind has become attentive to the name by trying to pronounce the syllables clearly. So the mind goes to the name. It's a little bit of like skill development, like, you know, passion. I want to become good at pronouncing the syllables nicely, like, you know, riding a bicycle or typing on a typewriter or something mechanical, doing something nicely. So pronounce the sound nicely. You have to hear in order to do that. With that, the mind goes. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in one book that he wrote called Bhajana Rahasya, some of you are familiar with that book, he describes his technique of helping attentiveness. And he points to humility. And here's what he describes in Bhajana Rahasya. A cultivation of humility is when the mind goes to something other than the holy name. Stop that activity of the mind and move the mind, second step, move the mind to the spiritual position. So see that something with a spiritual perspective. That is, I'm Krishna's servant. You know, like I'm not the enjoyer, and I find something, a potential source of happiness or possible distress or lamentation or something that's false ego-centered, but see in relation to Krishna. And then with a spiritual perspective, then act on the spiritual platform. Like something that I find is very helpful is when chanting, what's your primary business? Chanting and hearing. There's other types of service, just like came out in our discussion earlier. Some persons see service as like things that you do, and then chanting is, you know, in another category, so it's not service. But chanting is also, it's our foremost service, and when chanting, the assignment is, the task before you is to vibrate the sound and hear it nicely, hear attentively, hear offenselessly. So to address the false ego component, it's, that's my service. But, you know, my position is as Krishna's servant. So something wants to come into the mind instead of that activity. It's, that can wait. Surely it will, if it's important, it's going to come back again. And sure enough, it comes back again and again. But will I be better, option A or B? Will I be better equipped to deal with that something if I try to multi-process it while I'm chanting? Or, having chanted attentively, I'll attend to it with full focus upon Krishna attending to that something. It's easy. It's the second one. So let me, in my position as Krishna's servant, from that spiritual perspective of myself, let me address that thing. And then I'll be able to address address myself to the holy name and address myself to that thing with a more appropriate spiritual perspective. That is, I'm Krishna's servant. And Krishna is the ability in man. He's the intelligence of the intelligent. He's the well-wisher of his surrendered devotee. All of those resources will be mine, accessible to me, if I simply do this one thing nicely. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that from that position of humility, it frees ourselves from false identifications of upadis, designations, and the whole general picture of false ego. Humility is an antidote for false ego and thus greater attention in the position of being the servant of Krishna, taking up this primarily important activity, fundamentally important activity, of chanting Krishna's holy name. So I took much more time than I wanted to. What we're going to do now, till for a little while, till lunchtime, I'm going to call on Prema Tarangani to lead us in a little exercise. So that's why I asked you to get your bead bag. And hopefully, just listen carefully and try to do the things that she's suggesting and see how attention can be improved and humility can be improved and the quality of your chanting can be improved. A resource, a technique.
So what we're going to do is two things, both trying to help us in chanting more attentively. Because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he speaks that inattentive chanting is actually the root of all offenses. That's what leads to all other offenses. Because inattention means, why are we inattentive to something when we don't have, you know, value for that, right? When we value something, all our attention is on that. Whereas when we don't value something, our attention is not on that. So when we don't value Krishna, we don't value his holy name and actually anything related to that. And that's how it works in practical life. When we don't value some person, we don't have proper regard towards some person, we don't regard also anything connected to that person. Anybody, you know, things related to that person, persons related to that person. We don't have proper regard. So there's many, many techniques, and there's prayers, and, you know, there's, you know, Mahanidhi Swami writes in his book, Art of Chanting, like a defense for each offense, and wonderful prayers that you can start japa with, in the middle of japa, end japa with prayer, and so on. So there's many ways in which we can try to bring our mind to the holy name. I wanted to focus on a couple of things. One method that's described, maybe I'll say two things. The one method that's described, Maharaj also said it, is one is pronunciation, that when we simply try to pronounce the name, when you give the mind two tasks, it actually gets locked. It needs two things to get locked. So you pronounce the name, and then if you're wanting to hear, then you want to hear that you're pronouncing all right. So you're hearing and the pronouncing. So two tasks, and the mind gets locked. We've done that exercise many times before, but I wanted to spend a couple minutes just with a little different one today. Is take your bead bags. What we're going to do is try to bring our attention to the first Hare. So Hare is the internal energy of Krishna. It's non-different from Radharani. And we know that Radharani, she's Bhakti Devi. And when Bhakti Shakti touches us, our chanting actually can become alive. So as you're bringing your mind to the first Hare, also focus on the meaning of Hare. So there's many meanings described of Hare, but I'll share with you a few. One meaning, O Radha, please capture my inner heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life. So that's one meditation you could have as you're chanting Hare. And bringing your mind to really pronouncing the word Hare properly, bringing your attention to Hare. Another meaning, O Radha, please steal my heart with your sweetness. Yet another, O Radha, please make me qualified for serving you. O Radha, please show me how to serve you. And then there's more higher levels of meaning, which we're not going to go into. But you can try just for a couple minutes now, and then after that we're going to do a little humility meditation to try to actually disidentify ourselves from our false identification and chant from our real eternal soul platform, which is who we are. So let's try this for a little bit. So I'll chant once and then you can follow. And just focus on the first Hare, pronouncing it properly, bringing your mind to it, and meditating on the meaning also. It's been seen that when you bring your mind to the first word, then, you know, you're able to bring your attention also to the following word. So after that, after we do Hare, focusing on Hare for a couple minutes, then we're going to focus on Krishna. And Maharaj has been talking today a couple times, he mentioned how Krish means all attractive, and Na means it's the Ananda feature. So you can focus on that meaning as you're chanting Krishna. And let's see if we can become more attentive. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Now bring your mind to Krishna also along with Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So let's pause. Did anybody find it helpful? Did it improve your attention? You can just raise arms. I won't call on anyone. Okay. So you can practice. I've talked to many devotees, and people who have, devotees have really like worked on their chanting. They always say one thing, that you know, they really like try to bring their attention to each name, and that's how then they could go deeper and deeper in their chanting. So it all starts with attention first, and then then through that process of attentively chanting, then we may get realization of the nama, meaning the holy name being non-different from Krishna, and then you know the higher levels of rupa and guna and lila. It's not possible unless we're really attentive with our chanting. So the other thing Maharaj was speaking about was Bhaktivinoda Thakur sharing in Bhajan Rahasya that the way to go deeper in our chanting is actually humility. And we've heard the concept of humility many, many times. We recite it every morning, Trinadapi Sunichena Tharorapi Shaishnuna. And sometimes we've heard it so much that it's almost like our mind shuts off. yeah, humility. You know, talk about something else. Give me some easy technique or something. But the thing is, all our acharyas, Lord Chaitanya, they tell us that this is the key to actually go deeper in our chanting. Without humility, we cannot have access to the holy name. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says a couple things. He says many things, but he says that one of the ways of developing humility is by increasing our tolerance, practicing tolerance in our day-to-day things. And Maharaj gave those three items of how to actually tolerate that when something disturbing happens, stop, just take a pause. And then see if we can come to a spiritual perspective, just move on to a different platform. And then try acting from that platform. So simply by doing that, actually, you know, you're tolerating a situation, you're not reacting immediately, and through that process, you're also cultivating humility. Another thing Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, that Maharaj said, is that when we disidentify from our identifications, the many identifications we have based on our false ego, because we have gross identification, many different things, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a teacher, I'm a mother, I'm a father, I'm a brother, you know, so on. And then we have many other subtle identifications, you know, certain image of who we are, you know, what we want others to think of us, and, you know, they're innumerable different identifications. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if we can somehow identify with really who we are, then we can also develop humility. And from that position, when we chant, we can access the holy name better. So I want to do a real, like, a crash course, crash meditation in humility. So see if we can sit straight, find a comfortable position. So that we don't fall asleep. You can close your eyes and just focus on your breathing. You can take notes later for those of you who are writing notes, and just try to do the exercise. You can close your eyes, focus on your breathing. Just feel the air coming into your body and moving out. And just observe it. And you're not the air. The air is just coming in and leaving your body, and it's nourishing your body with the oxygen required. Now, bring your attention to the cloth that's covering your body. You can feel your shirt or kurta or sari touching your skin. And the cloth is also not you. It is simply a covering alone. Now try to feel your body, your arms, legs, your trunk touching the floor, and just like the air that is surrounding you, and but it's not you, and just like the cloth is not you, the body is also not you. Now take your attention to your thoughts. Perhaps there's some thoughts. Somebody said something to you, or you're worried about what someone is thinking about you, or you're thinking about the services that need to be done. Watch your thoughts. And the thoughts are also not us. The mind is simply a part of our subtle body. And that's not us, that's not who we are. The real you is an eternal soul. A servant, but a lost servant. Long ago, you left the spiritual world and you came into this material world. And by turning your back on Krishna, you abandoned your real identity and assumed many, many false identities. You can repeat after me. O Ananta, O Hari, I've been drowning in this material ocean since time immemorial. I've been swimming and swimming, but I've not found the end of this great and fathomless ocean. When I was drowning, I cried out in distress, "Help! Someone rescue me." At that time, you came, and as I understood that your lotus feet are the shore of the ocean, a seed of hope arose in my heart. O Hari, you are the most compassionate. In me, you have certainly found the most appropriate recipient of His mercy. So from this position, no, don't repeat. From this position, please chant. Become aware that you've fallen in the material ocean, but you've been saved by Guru and Krishna. Call out to Krishna as you're chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Recognize your fallen position and the need to be picked up.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. O Krishna, by serving you constantly, one is freed from material desires and one is completely pacified. When shall I engage as your eternal permanent servant and always feel joyful in having such a fitting master? Please repeat after me. O Hari, I am an offender and therefore always punishable. I have all the bad qualities and I am guilty of committing hundreds and thousands of offenses. I am drowning in this terrible ocean of material existence. I've lost my way and I desire to find the right path. O Hari, I've taken your shelter of your lotus feet. Please accept me. Your vow is that you will definitely liberate anyone who takes shelter of you. So I take shelter of you by chanting. Please accept me and chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Let's pause. So you can practice this. The whole point of this meditation is to really understand the qualifications needed for attentive chanting. We may have innumerable techniques, but none of those techniques are actually going to help us reach the holy name in one sense. Because even you're trying to, like, you know, really try to bring your mind, bring your mind, bring your mind, anyone who's done that knows that it doesn't work. It doesn't work by just our effort alone. We need the mercy of Krishna. And so when we need something, you know, naturally then there's calling out for that mercy. And calling out can only come when we are feeling in this very lowly place of, you know, I'm just here. I'm just so far away. I need a lot of mercy. So then you naturally call out. And that's the place, and Prabhupada said that the mood of chanting is like a child calling out for his mother, totally helplessly calling out for the mother. Because the child, you know, you may give the child so many things, but, you know, the child recognizes the need for the mother, so calls out. And the mother knows, I just saw earlier a child was crying when Maharaj was talking, and I was wondering whose child it is, and the mother just went running, and she recognized the voice of her child, even through the doors. True humility can be cultivated when we give up our false identification. So when we chant each day, you can try to practice this. It's very easy meditation. Just sit, you're not the body. And as the thoughts keep coming, just recognize that you're not the thoughts either. You know, you're not all the things that people call you are, or you're not the things that people think who you are. The real us is that we are eternal servant of Krishna. That's who we are. And if we can chant from that position, we can go much deeper in our practice of chanting. So you can try. And otherwise, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says, the bird of the mind flies on two wings, the past and the present. It's either lamenting about the past and or it's thinking about past and future. Sorry, I said past and present. Past and future. It's thinking about the future, how I can, you know, create something, do something, to undo something I did in the past and, you know, find happiness through that. And we lose the present in that process of really being with the holy name. So you can practice this simple meditation. You can continue chanting until lunchtime. What time is lunch? 1 or 1:30? 1. Okay. So, thank you.